This epidemic of gun violence knows no boundaries, knows no limits of any kind. And when this happens, people are quick to say that they offer their thoughts and prayers. That's not enough. How many people have to die before we actually act? It's time for us to say, wait a minute, we're better than this. Our country is better than this. But we need to go back and with all of our hearts, working not just in Washington, but from the grassroots up, demand that we have universal background checks. We have to close the loopholes. You know, we've got what's called the gun show loophole, and we've got what's now being called the Charleston loophole. We also must address the very serious problem of military-style weapons on our streets. We have got to keep guns out of the hands of people who should not have them, domestic abusers, people with serious mental health problems. There's got to be a better tracking and record keeping. So many of the parents of these precious children who were murdered have taken the unimaginable grief that they have been bearing and have tried to be the voices that we need to hear. Ideally, what I would love to see is gun owners, responsible gun owners, hunters, form a different organization and take back the Second Amendment from these extremists.